Scene 1 of Gruach. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Gruach by Gordon Bottomley. Persons: Conan, Thane of Fortingall.
Read by M.B.
An envoy of the King of Scotland.
Read by Bruce Peary.
Donal, a steward.
Read by Algie Pug.
Two serving men.
Read by Todd.
Read by Chuck Williamson.
Morag, the Lady of Fortingall, Conan's mother.
Read by Capricia Page.
Fern, her daughter.
Read by Arielle Lipshaw.
Gruach, her niece.
Read by Elizabeth Klett.
Margot.
Read by Tricia G.
Two young serving women.
Read by Elizabeth Klett.
Read by April Gonzalez.
A kitchen girl.
Read by Arielle Lipshaw.
The scene is laid in Scotland in the early Middle Ages. Scene 1. The scene is the hall of a small black stone castle in the north of Scotland. In the back wall are round-arched folding doors to the right, above which a large bell hangs. To the left is a narrow, tall, round-topped doorway of a staircase that curves upward out of sight. High above these doors an arcade of short, thin pillars and small, round-topped arches runs from left to right. In the right wall, toward the back, is a low doorway of a descending stair. Along this wall, from front to back, stands a heavy table with accompanying benches. In the left wall is a stone fireplace with pillared cowl. A log fire burns on the hearth, and two lighted torches are set in rings that project from the wall above. There is a curtained recess between the fireplace and the back wall. Morag, the Lady of Fortingall, a gaunt old woman, sits in a great chair at the far side of the hearth, warming her hands and listening to Donal, her steward, an old man who stands near. Conan, her son, the Thane of Fortingall, sits at the near side of the hearth in another chair, averted from her, whetting a hunting-spear with a small stone. In front of the fire, but at some little distance from it, Fern, her daughter, sits on a stool, stitching at a heavy white robe covered with a meandering, close pattern in gold. The robe is long and ample, and spreads over an empty stool that stands still further from the fire.
The meat is killed, the veal is blooded, the trout are caught. Lambs are too young to kill, so far were needed. The maid vats are well filled, and now the women make ready to bake all night.
Then stop such waste of fire. Send to the village and tell the bonders' wives that every house must send a basket full of loaves at dawn for their lord's wedding feast. What else is to do?
Before we sleep, the stable should be garnished for the guest horses. Some ride early, and some ride earlier. Tomorrow will be too late, and we must work with torches.
Waste, waste, and never any forethought is here. Let one sit up till midnight, then the moon will join him and work with him, and save the torch.
The bridal chamber is arrayed and ready. New rushes mixed with lavender are strewn there. But Margaret bids me say she waits to know how many chambers for tomorrow's guests. She must prepare, and when you give out the linen for the beds.
When there is April weather and a moon, our neighbours will not think of sleeping here. They will ride home.
Mother, we shall be scorned in all the glens if high-born women are sent out from our gate to ride in festal clothes put on to grace us across Sith Chalion on a frosty night or the Black Mountain.
Our guests will all ride home. Bar the great door for the night when you go down.
The Lady Gruach.
Is she still out? Then leave it.
Donal makes an obeisance and goes out by the low doorway in the right wall.
What kind of half-man have I borne and suckled, who lets his bride on his wedding eve go out alone, and loiter in secret glades and lonely uplands? Son, will you let your wife run wild before the wind of her will like this?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?